Hong Kong is on the brink of total collapse. That's a quote from police there. And still, about 1,000 pro-democracy protesters today rallied in central Hong Kong during the lunch hour, blocking roads. Yesterday, police shot a protester at close range. A pro-Beijing supporter was doused with flammable liquid and set on fire. Christine Lowe says the scenes of mayhem are frightening local residents. Lowe was a top official in Hong Kong's previous government, where she advocated for democratic reforms, but she's now critical of the protesters' tactics.
People are angry and frustrated, and, you know, we all feel this kind of heartbreak, you know. It's like you're holding your stomach most of the time, not quite sure what's happening to your city.
Do you support the protest movement?
I support that we need all kinds of reform in Hong Kong. It's very hard for me to say that I really support the violent forms of the protest. So I separate the two. I think Hong Kong's future lies with China, and there is a structure for a different second system that operates within the larger country of China. And that's an extraordinary privilege. There's nowhere else where there is such a privilege and an experiment. And I want that to work.
You no doubt saw the video that's been circulating today of the pregnant woman getting pepper sprayed and wrestled to the ground by a group of men wearing riot gear, helmets. I mean, this woman looks like she's dressed to go to work at a bank or something. How did you react to that video?
I think that's not a good thing to have happened. One of the major issues in Hong Kong is that the police have absorbed a lot of the frustration. And it's a very difficult situation because, of course, the police is there for law and order. And it's not just about piling on more criticism for the police. We need to get back to a point where we rebuild enough trust to have processes that allow our society to talk to each other.
So how do you do that? Because it doesn't look like people are pulling back and talking to each other. In fact, the protest movement has only grown more aggressive.
This is something very new for Hong Kong people. We've never had a situation where the community is so divided that we're having arguments with our family members. Parents and children are arguing. Husband and wives have argued. Friends and siblings have fought, and it's hurt their relations. As individuals, as colleagues, as friends, we have to also retune ourselves to be able to talk to each other again.
So as you say, the whole issue has really divided people, divided families. But why do you think there has not been a widespread rejection of the protesters?
I think nobody condones the kind of violence that we're seeing. I mean, you know, we're having people go and bash up our subway system. We have businesses that are being trashed. And it is disturbing to see for ordinary people like myself and others.
Those businesses that have been attacked, have they come out against the protesters?
There's fear in Hong Kong that your personal information is going to be doxxed. I think, you know, the news media around the world have reported on this. Businesses are concerned that if they said anything to condemn the violence, that their business are going to be thrashed. You know, so this is a very unhappy situation for many people. I don't think they're silent because their shop front has been bashed up means that they condone the violence.
Help us understand what settling with Beijing would actually look like. I mean, what compromise can you imagine?
We do have to reassure them politically that we're not going to split off from China. Once I think that's clearly settled, it is possible to argue about many things. I mean, if we look at another part of China, let's talk about Shanghai.
But what you've just described, let me just jump in here. I mean, what you're saying is a compromise for you is a return to the status quo that won't be accepted by the protesters. So I don't see how this all plays out.
I don't agree with you. What the protesters say they want is universal suffrage. They want more democracy. More democracy has to be negotiated over time. I think just saying that we want democracy will not create democracy itself. What creates democracy is to be able to define the processes, the electoral reforms and so on that will take place over a period of time. Just by shouting, we want democracy, does not actually create democracy.
What is your message, Christine Lowe, to the protesters' rank and file?
I think we need to step back from the brink of more violence, because only then will we be able to actually embark on the very difficult and long journey to negotiate, renegotiate, reimagine this one country, two systems structure that has been given to us. So the earlier we can get back to that, the earlier we will have a chance to actually get the sort of things that the younger people want in Hong Kong. They want a more democratic system. They want their freedoms to be guaranteed. But you can't use violence, continuing violence, to say, that's the freedom that I want.
Christine Lowe in Hong Kong, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Christine Lowe teaches at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. She's the author of the book, The Chinese Communist Party in Hong Kong.